Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversation will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time.
Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation. Excuse me, do you have any more lettuce? I don't see any here.
Sorry, but we have run out of it. The shipment has been small because there hasn't been much rain this season.
I wonder what I can use for salad instead of lettuce. I already bought tomatoes and mushrooms.
Well, these cabbages would also be good for salad. Sliced onions are also great in texture, too, but you might want to soak them in water to get rid of the bad smell.
Number 32. Where does the conversation probably take place? Number 33. What does the woman say about the shipment? Number 34. What is the woman making? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation. Have you heard the news? Mr. Takeshi in payroll department got into a car crash last night and he is in the state hospital right now. His wife called this morning to tell us.
That's terrible. Is he all right?
Not really. He'll be out of his office for a while, about 2 weeks in the hospital, and another week at home to get some rest.
Why don't we pay him a visit while he is in the hospital? It would be nice for him to see someone from work.
Number 35. Why is Mr. Takeshi out of the office? Number 36. How long will he be away from work? Number 37. What does the woman suggest doing? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm Haley Johnson, the payroll manager here at H&K Pharmaceuticals.
Nice to meet you, Ms. Johnson.
No problem. Since today is your first day at the company, I'll be setting up payroll information. Did you receive the forms I emailed you?
Yes, thank you for sending me the information in advance. I have them all filled out and brought them with me as instructed.
That's great. Now, all I need is to see a form of identification that includes photo.
Would driver's license be okay?
Of course. After we set up the whole thing and we can log on to your computer system and start checking in your working hours.
Number 38. Who most likely is the man? Number 39. What did the woman send in advance? Number 40. What is the man asked to show? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation. Have you read the new novel by Emily Johnson? It is such a great story.
I agree, and I heard that the story is so popular that they are making a blockbuster film out of it.
Yes, I read that news too. So, who do you think would be the best actor for Edward's role?
I'm not sure. I just hope the movie captures the essence of the story as real as possible. It's such a great novel.
Number 41. What are the speakers discussing? Number 42. What do the speakers say about Emily Johnson? Number 43. What do the speakers agree with? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Jack, how many of these computers do we have to work on today? It feels like we've been working for hours.
These two are the last ones from today's work order. But tomorrow we'll have to install programs on 40 or more of them. The entire fifth floor should be done.
How about you start some of those while I'm working on these? If we start ahead on tomorrow's job this evening, we could save some time tomorrow.
Normally I would, but I can't work late tonight. I will go to a concert with my wife at 6 and have to get off work at 5. Sorry.
Number 44. What are the speakers doing? Number 45. What does the woman suggest? Number 46. What does the man plan to do in the evening? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
I've been trying to reserve a seat for the International Marketing Seminar next week, but I keep getting an error message at the last stage. Did you already do yours?
I did, but I didn't use online registration. I just dialed the number from a promotional pamphlet they gave us. Maybe you should do that too.
I don't have the pamphlet with me. Do you still have yours?
I should have it in my office. Why don't I email the number to you when I get back from lunch? Number 47. What are the speakers discussing? Number 48. What is the problem? Number 49. What does the man offer to do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Kevin, do you know it takes forever to start my computer? I don't understand why it's running so slowly. I already updated the software twice this month.
Maybe it is time for you to get a new one. Try High Tech Electronics on Main Street. They have the best selection and low prices. Their sales assistants are willing to answer any questions you might have. I bought mine there and I'm happy with it.
Maybe I will, but I need to do some research before I actually get a new one.
They even carry used computers, too. Why don't you take your old computer with you to see whether you could trade it in for a new one? Number 50. What is the woman's problem? Number 51. What is not the reason the man recommended High Tech Electronics? Number 52. What does the woman mean when she says,
I need to do some research?
Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Michael, Andrew, the new shipment has arrived from Hong Kong. Can you handle it for me?
Yes, Miss Hatcher. I'm supposed to store it in the warehouse, aisle B, shelf 30, but the shelf is already with boxes.
Oh, those boxes were supposed to be loaded on the truck and be sent out today, but shipping date was changed at the last minute.
When is the new shipping date?
Now we're not sending them out until tomorrow.
Oh, then we have to get a new assignment for today's shipment from the management.
Why don't I call the warehouse supervisor and find the new space?
Thank you. I don't see much free space on the shelves in this area.
Meanwhile, I'll cover it and make sure it is safe.
Number 53. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 54. What is the cause of the problem? Number 55. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Thank you for coming. Our company has not been too happy with our current shipping company, and we're trying to find a new one.
Well, I'm happy to give you more information on our company and services. I'm sure you'll find our rates are all very competitive, especially the international ones.
We produce fresh flowers, especially the rare and exotic ones, such as peony or magnolia, for the special occasions. We need them to be delivered to many locations domestically and internationally. Do you think your company is equipped to handle these kinds of shipment?
Yes, we have plenty of experience with fresh and fragile shipment. Now, can we talk about your budget and standard charges? Then we can start drafting a contract. Number 56. Where does the man work? Number 57. What does the man mean when he says, "You'll find our rates are all very competitive"? Number 58. What will the speakers probably do next? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Dennis. Can you help me join the conference call? I've never done it, and I've got one scheduled in 30 minutes.
Sure, it's not too bad. First, all the callers have to call a special number at a given time and enter a common access code. Do you have all the numbers with you?
They should be written in the email I got from the committee. Let me go and check that out again.
Once you have those numbers, you are all set to start the conference call.
Number 59. Why is the man concerned? Number 60. What does the man ask the woman to do? Number 61. Why is the man going to check his email again? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and map. Ms. Bingham, I just received the new safety permit from the regional inspector issued for our factory. Do you want me to hang it behind the receptionist counter?
Actually, no. The rule has changed this year. Now the permit has to be within the 2 meters of the main entrance to the factory floor. We should put it on the wall right next to the main door.
Okay, but we still have some time. The old one doesn't expire until Friday, so I will put up a new one on next Monday.
Thanks, I really appreciate that.
Number 62. Where do the speakers work? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which location should the document be posted? Number 64. According to the man, what will occur on Friday? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and list.
How may I help you?
Yes, my doctor recommended I change my diet to include more protein in it. I am a vegetarian. I don't eat meat, but I think I can drink milk. Milk does have a lot of protein, right?
Of course. Milk is a good source of protein and calcium. Come this way. We have a lot of options to choose from.
You're right. There are many kinds. I have to watch out my weight too. My doctor also warned me about having too much fried and sugary food. This one has more than 5 grams of it.
In that case, I would suggest non-fat milk, and you can add nuts or grains for more vitamins and minerals.
Thank you. You've been a great help.
Number 65. Why is the woman looking for a certain product? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which of the ingredients does the woman express concern about? Number 67. What does the man suggest that the woman do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and list.
I'd like to look at some rental spaces that you have listed on your website. Is the one on 1200 Mason Boulevard still available?
Well, I'm afraid that one is taken this morning, but I could show you more properties near that building. They're not as cheap as the one you saw, but some of them are quite affordable.
Well, I'm planning to open up my boutique shop on May 1st, and I need at least 1 month to prepare everything.
We should hurry then. Why don't you stop by my office tomorrow, and I'll show you around the one you might be interested in.
As long as it's close to the Mason Boulevard, I'm fine with it. My biggest concern is the rent. I don't want to pay any more than I really have to.
I'm going to send you a link to show available properties on and close to Mason Boulevard. I would recommend the one near the Longwood Station. It has the lowest rent for now. Number 68. What does the woman want to rent? Number 69. What can be inferred about her business? Number 70. Look at the graphic. Which unit will the woman likely see today?